Tov Reish Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Is the Ruchit of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur. Aleph. Also, the Ruchit of Yom Kippurim. Bein Mechamin, Bein Mitzvah, your person cannot wash himself. Any temperature water. Fill a Hoshit Etzpo, but mind to put one finger in the water is also. Mimo Yoda Baragla, but Shargufa, Mluchloch, and Batitz. Oy Bitsaya. If a part of his body is dirty, with some type of item, or you should not have dami chaytma. Your person had a nosebleed. So mutter lerochtam. He's allowed to wash off. Wash that off. Why? Shle osur el rechitza shaltanu. Because I only ask for rechitza if the function is not for cleanliness but for enjoyment. Okay. You wash the area which has the dirt on it. You can't wash your whole hand because of that. Now, if a person is dirty in many places, if it's a lot of tircha to wash each area separately because there's a lot of spots. So in that situation, he would be allowed to wash other parts of his body together with that part of the body, even to the point of putting his whole body into the water. When he does this, he shouldn't have intent to enjoy the pleasure of being in the water, which is cooling, etc. But rather, his goal is just to remove the dirt. Rambam mentions this idea: a person should have kavanah, not for the purpose of the hanoah, but for the tainug, but for the purpose of cleaning himself. Now, you have an issue of here of. We've solved the problem of this of Rechitz and Yom Kippur. You solve the problem of washing yourself on Yom Tov or Shabbos or Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person is allowed to wash himself in Sonin, in cold water. You can't use water which is warmed, even Beheter on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And for Ashkenazim, you can't even use the water which is warmed before Yom Tov. You can't use.
Water can be warmed better.
Let's say you have a machine, you have a pot of water on the fire, so the water is being heated on Shabbos itself. So that's also to use, even though it's beheter.
Yom Kippur,
or Yom Tov.
Yom Tov, you can even heat up.
But you can't. Water. You cannot wash kol gufay in water which is heated on Yom Tov.
Opposed to with water that was heated before Yom.
On Yom Tov, water was heated before Yom Tov for Svardim is Mutter, for Ashkenazim, also Remachma.
Also Remachma?
Yeah. She also the Mechitza Shel Tanug. But to do this is Mutter because the Isser is Mechitza, which its function, its purpose is the pleasure.
Water that was heated up on Shabbos.
No.
Only on Yom.
Well, they wash. Well. Their matzah water, which is heated from before Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Nowadays, water which is heated on Yom Tov is big
machlokes. Heated up before Shabbos and Shabbos?
No, by Yom Tov, not by Shabbos. Well, then Mashma the game, Imezia Harbe, Ritzel Lirchitz Lahavra Hazei Mutter, Kimeshet Rechitz Shaltanu. A person is not dirty, but he has a lot, he's very sweaty, and he wants to wash off the sweat. So since his goal is not Tainug, his goal is to remove the discomfort from the sweat, that's also mutter. That would be the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which indicates. He points out that it's a levush and a magen avraham. Fine. However, he quotes the Matan Ephraim and Kamokim Mishenu Miistenis. A person doesn't need it so much. So you should be machmer. Why should we machmer? Because we're going to see in Tafresh Yudalad, which is the siman of the Isra of Sicha, the Sicha, interestingly enough, Sicha, which is not Latinog, is also Asr. Sicha L'Rafu is Mutter, but Sicha, which is, so we have three Madregas. There's L'Rafu, there's L'Havra HaLichluch, and then there is for Tainug. Tainug is clearly Yasser, Rafu is clearly Mutter. In between, so by the language of the Shulchan Aruch, by Rechitz is that it's not, if it belongs, it's not Tainug, it's Mutter. By Sicha, if it's Rafu, it's Mutter, if it's not Rafu, it's Yasser. So the Mashal Nafkimina is deodorant. Deodorant has equivalent of Sicha, there's a oil, you know, it's a liquid, whatever it is. So it's also to put on deodorant on Yom Kippur, because it's Sicha, even though it's not for Tainug purposes, it's to remove, prevent the Zeya, but that's also us on Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, it's Mutter. Tisha B'Av, Sicha is also sort of like Yom Kippur, but Sicha, which is not Latinug, is Mutter. And Yom Kippur, Sicha, which is not Latinug, is Asur, unless it's a Rafua. You can use a powder, which is not liquid at all, that's Mutter. A person wants to put on some type of a shower type of a powder, so that's Mutter. But since you see by Sicha, that Chazal Halacha does Asur, even not Latinug, so some So we're going to take that halacha and apply it to rechitza also. So what is that? So he says, take a look at the shartzid and dalad, because the Shulchan Aruch is presenting a difference between rechitza and sicha. So he says we're going to be marking over here is a matter frayim. Shenochem lachatchil halacha shaldas abach vataz rapi chodesh shachir mezem. They hold this all different from Rechitz and Sicha. The diet of Masha Kamar Torah Shulchan Aruch Shalei Oser El Rechitz Shal Tainug Lav Davka Oser Rak Lafuch Eich Ad Rechitz Hoya Rak Lahavra Halichluch. If the goal is to remove Lichluch, that's Mutter. That's the equivalent of, there's a very specific function, but even Rechitz was not Latinug, it's still Oser. Okay.
Going back to the distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, would we say that, like, washing a dish or something, like, that would be a problem on Tisha B'Av too? Or would that, is that like Tainu, if you get wet by doing it?
No, because your goal over there is to remove the dirt from the plate. Uh-huh. So that's a lot. I mean, everybody agrees that, refuah, and removing lichluch mamish is the equivalent of refuah. The over here is, theoretically, if a person gets, he's so sweaty that it's mamish dirt, that the equivalent of dirt, maybe it should be considered different. I don't know. That's hard to work out over here exactly where he's standing on that. He seems to be dealing with Zeya is different than Lichluch. Lichluch is a very specific item which is there. Zeya is a general problem of the person doesn't feel comfortable. His body, but it's a person. There's dirt. You're moving. That's equivalent to Refuah. Okay. Sit base. There's a lot of Mi'od v'shachris. We'll work out till Sidayim. So you wash your hands in the morning. But a person should be careful to only wash until the knuckles. Okay. And this is... Well, you have the remor, the hanos, the rechitza, rak, the haver, ruach, roa, mi'al, ha'yudat. So we mentioned before that the Mishnah quoted that the Ramah points out in the Sibbeis that you should have, there should be an issue of kavana. You should simply think, my, you know, it's a warm day and it's nice cool water, so I'm washing my hands because I have to wash my hands. Well, I'm enjoying the fact that there's a nice cool water on my hands. No, a person should have kavana specifically. I'm doing it not for the hanoah, I'm doing it for the purpose of removing the ruach ra. Gimel, let all the other chakras. Kedarka b'chol hashana shalosh pamim. A person washes three times. Now, when you say you have to be careful, kimish lo zeh lo yochel liga b'yodav l'peh v'leinayim lo zeh mishum sakana. So what's the reason why it's mutter? Because since Tosfos says that since the ma'aseh of the halacha is that we say there's a ruach ra on the person's hands, which is dangerous, and a person cannot touch his eyes or other parts of the openings of his body because of danger until he has washed his hands. So it's not any worse than the equivalent of a physical dirt there, which you need to wash off. You need to wash off the ruach ra. Washing your face, which normally we're told the person should wash their face in the morning. Also, covered of their of Hashem when you come to daven. So that's not mutter. That's rechitas. Those rechitas also. Over here, the heter is because it's equivalent of tit. Okay. So interesting, it says over here that the heter is three times. Some people have a minute to wash four times. Up here, the grua, you're supposed to wash four times. You wash the four times to wash away the water, which is there from the first three times. So that's your normal minute. That would be vital mutter. The interesting thing is the Saburov. So he doesn't understand the halacha about serve kishri is ba'isa. Why serve kishri is ba'isa? Because there's machlokes rishonim. Whether natila is to the knuckles or to the wrist, in general, but for purpose of natila for bread, right? What's the correct natila? So we're going to say that. So normally the pshat is we wash for bread. We're machmer to wash to the wrist because why shouldn't you wash the whole hand? You should wash the whole hand over here because. Being machmer is a kula because you're washing more than you need to wash possibly. So we're machmer the other way. We only wash till the knuckle. Right. But if you're not, your kavan isn't the tainug. It's mutter. So my kavan is out the chumra of being careful to wash my whole hand because some sheet is all. That's what you're mechuyev to wash. So why should there be osur? That was the Samarov's tainug. And he said that a person who's normally machmer the whole year to be careful to wash the whole hand because of that problem, he held it was mutter to wash the whole hand. He would wash his whole hand. And he said because he wasn't daitam yeshevus alov, he couldn't be comfortable davening until he removed all possibilities of ruach ra. So for him, that was labing maver lichluch. I guess I'm not sure whether he meant for everybody else or just meant for himself because for him, that was a boros lichluch. But Chazish does point, when you wash... Point out, when you wash your knuckles, you don't have to sit there and, you know, it goes over a little bit, it's also mutter. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be perfectly, just only to the knuckles, not more. Because your kavana is just to make sure that it is not latinu. Okay, now a person goes to the bathroom, what's the lachos of washing? Im hitlo mayim, gimel, v'shiv sheis v'yad, a person was matam mayim, he urinated. And he wiped himself away any type of the meraglayim with his hands. His hands now are dirty. I also tzrocha of a person went to the bathroom for gedola, the kinach, and he wiped himself. So they wiped himself, but they would use a flat stone. So sometimes it would get on his hands. The mamash is mamash dirt there. Mutalich, it's when you wash, I mean, obviously, if there's dirt is beyond that, but you wash the whole hand till the knuckles. We read to these spallow. Feel like kinach nami muter lito atzav kishreitz. If a person went to the bathroom, even if they did not dirty their hands, And so then you can wash your hands. For tefillah, it's not properly going into tefillah since you've touched parts of your body which were normally covered by the process. Even though you haven't dirtied your hands with actual dirt, you ought to wash your hands with davening. Mr. Burr will point out that means if your hands, the person had not went to the bathroom, let's say they gave a break, they gave a 20-minute break between Mincha and Ne'ilah. So there's a gap over there. As a person, normally, the mind wandered from his Shemir Sidayim, so he should wash his hands again before the next tefillah. But over here, he didn't go to the bathroom, so he should not wash his hands. He went to the bathroom, even though he wasn't made his hands actual dirty, so he would wash his hands. Before Duchen, the Kohen has to wash his hands, and that's even though the hands are clean, he's supposed to wash his hands. Any rechitza which the word "rov" over here is difficult to understand. Shemur points out. Let's say a person was traveling and had a traveling kippur in a case which is mutter, in a way which is mutter. He says his feet are like worn out from the trip, so putting them in water refreshes them. So we don't look at that as tiny. We look at that there's a weakness or an equivalent of an illness, as it were, in the feet, and you're being mavri. You're making it healthy. So that's mutter. Gimel. Not to Adam Yadav Shakas. No. Dalet. Shisha Yadav Yosef Tzoracha B'kinach. Loshen Zem Masham Dim Loi Kinach B'gadolim Loshif Shem B'ketanim. If the person did not actually dirty himself, A, and it's not before tefillah, doesn't wash his hands. He gave you two options when you wash your hands. Person, it's not before davening, and he dirtied himself. Or it is before davening, and even though he didn't dirty himself. So it means we can make two inferences. A, if it's not before davening, he didn't dirty himself, he doesn't wash his hands. And B, if it is before davening, he didn't go to the bathroom at all, he doesn't wash his hands. Both inferences are going to be discussed by the Mishnah Berurah. So the first point over here is, Imlakinu b'gdalim l'shibish b'gdalim osur loy l'irchatz. This seems to be a machlokas. This is a machlokas paiskim. So, what's the issue over here? It's not before davening. So, why are you washing your hands? What do you mean, why am I washing my hands? I have to say bracha b'shar yatzar afterwards. I can't say b'shar yatzar with unclean hands. It's the same way you're matzah me before davening to wash my hands. I shouldn't daven with such hands, even though I didn't touch dirty myself. So we're also Mishum Hikar and Likras Elokecha Yisrael, which is a pasuk, which Chazal say that means that before you do something of talking to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to prepare yourself. So this is Machlokes, and some say like the Shulchan Aruch. No, that's for Tefillah, but not for just a Stam Bracha. So what do you do? So then you have a Safik. According to some, you're Machuyev to wash. According to some, you're not allowed to wash. So that's a mess, right? So what do? Okay, niskimu achronim, the nochem lachamchil lekanech l'shav shev kadeh l'hoitzi nafshim miplukta. The best etza is to make sure that he's vare chayiv. So if a person will definitely dirty himself, he's vare chayiv. Okay, now, this whole machloek is talking on the item kipper. You finish davening, you're not doing any more davening. They daven the whole day. Apparently, they weren't so proficient in reading Hebrew. They couldn't read it so fast. They spent the whole day davening. But nowadays, the Baruch Hashem, we become more proficient in reading Hebrew. People have a 3-hour gap in the middle of the day. So the sitter would be relevant by day also. The person in the middle of his 3-hour gap, so right after he finishes davening, Moses, but they take a break before, 3-hour gap before Mincha, goes to the bathroom, so he should. So you can have the same machloikas. What does he do? Not going to be davening for another 3 hours, but then I'll go to the bathroom again or whatever it is. So you have the same. The same issue, which Mishnah Berurah says, that suggests that the person should make himself definitely chayiv. Now,
I think you can. Is that okay? That's okay to do that?
What?
Definitely make yourself chayiv?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
So, good evening, Dr. Ken.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the eitz is to actually dirty himself. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah in the Sifkat and Vav. That truth is touching any part of the body which is normally covered, which normally full of zeh, could be sufficient to mechayev yourself. So that's much easier than actually dirtying yourself. Okay, let's see as we go along. I feel like kinnah. So again, so that we made an inference over here. Mashma mizeh deem loy osetzrach of klal. A person is coming before davening; he has not went to the bathroom. So the Shacharit just said if he uses the bathroom, even though he did not dirty himself, but it's time for davening, so he washes his hands. Sounds like if it's time for davening alone without using the bathroom, he doesn't wash his hands. And a little yadai b'shul tefillah b'vad. The person should wash his hands before mincha and before ma'ariv. So, why over here? Hachem Yishum Chermer Yom Kippurim Choshes Shloys in the person the Sabri the Shil Tefila Bavad Lo Tikdul Lito Yadayim Kim B'Shachris Meshum the Nasik Priya Chadasha. So, I think I mentioned to you.
Kim B'Shachris.
I mentioned to you that the reflects in the Rashba and the Rosh. Why we wash our hands every day? The Rosh holds you wash your hands because your hands for Tefila, your hands are not considered properly ready person, and therefore according to the Rosh. Holds you have to wash for Mincha and Ma'arav also. And according to the Rosh, you make a bracha, Baal Nisus Adayim, 3 times a day, before Shachris, Mincha and Ma'arav. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says the reason we wash our hands in the morning, because our masakana, because the person wakes up in the morning, he's like a new Bria. And he needs to dedicate himself, like the Kayan who went in the base of Mitzvah, he would dedicate himself to the service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he did that through the process of washing his hands and feet. So, Chazar Masakim, we should wash our hands as a form of dedication to the service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Well, then that's once a day. There's no chiyuv to wash by Mincha Ma'arav according to the Rashba. So you have a machlokes. So Yom Kippur, because of this, we're going to be machmer and not wash for tefillah alone. But if a person went to the bathroom, he would wash. So you wash that sof kishrei by yisov v'lo yoser. You're up to the knuckles. Even if he went to the bathroom and he was mekaneach, unless it's obviously if it's dirty above that the Sharatian points out, but if it's dirty above, obviously he washes his hands above the knuckle.
Above the knuckle.
If they got dirty or above the knuckle, you'd have to wash his hands. No, towards the wrist.
Toward the wrist.
Going to the bathroom, just touching the parts of your body which are normally covered and they're full of zeyah. So that's enough to mechayev a person the tilu. And if you look noga rak betzvaachas sarach lirchas kol yadoi. Listen, watch that word kol yado, not kol yadov. Even only part of his hand touched, he has to wash the whole hand. I can share his voice until the knuckles. The Rechaim comes along and says that this din the tila. Now, how is he going to referring to the din the tila for tefila? Right? That the din of the tila. For tefillah purposes, since it's a makom which is, it's equivalent of. No, I'm sorry, but the Chaim seems to be learning the way it's presented. If he's naga begufa mekemes and mechusim, what's what din? It's also true. Also true compared to what? Compared to the case of washing for tefillah, in the case of Osat Tzrachov, or does it mean also he went to the bathroom and he was mekaneach, so he mamash dirtied himself, or alternatively, if he just touched the mekaneach and mechusim, would be the same thing. So there's definitely questions to learn like that. So I mean, the person goes to the bathroom, even if he doesn't make himself dirty. But he doesn't dirty his hands mamish, but he touched the areas of his body which are normally covered. But so, well, when he's undressing, so that would also be mechayev and atilo.
Hello, okay.
Okay, take a look over here. Now let's finish all the mission words, and we'll take one of the points of the shartzion. There's no halacha that it's usher to wash to the daven with some mud on your hands. Chazal addressed the issue of everything that the idea of dirty is something which has element of mias to it. Person gets some dirt in his hands from the ground, would not really require any washing. But we said before, you're allowed to wash, you don't have to walk around being dirty. You're allowed to wash, but that's obviously just, you don't have to wash the whole hand, but rather you're just washing the place where there's dirt. So, I mean, like this, anything which Chazal understood as being an element of it, it makes the hands like not proper because it touched a part of the body which is uncovered normally, or he went to the bathroom, the whole hand has to be washed. Person gets some mud in his hands, you take off the mud, wash off the mud. There's nothing wrong with the hand. It's not considered a bizoy to the hand. You have to like refresh the whole hand. Now, when the Kohen washes for duchening, so he washes all the way to the wrist. So that's the exception. Like he points out before in Simikul Chavches, which is the lochas of duchening. Now, the Kohen's hand, when he's washing for duchening, it's the whole hand up to the wrist. So in Yom Kippur also he does that. And he does point out in the Sar Shartzin in Yud that there is, the Prima Gadim discusses that the knuckles is sufficient. So he brings it, it's a book, therefore there's what to be said, Machan, to be allowed the whole thing. And anyway, it's not Rechitz Shaltainu. So it's it is Mutter. Now, interesting question which comes up is for Kain, which Duchens, and he's going to wash his whole hands, how should he wash his hands in the morning? What's the argument? Because according to one sheet, the washing in the morning really has to be to the wrist also. So according to that opinion, he wasn't yet to washing in the morning, and now when he washes v'duchening, now he's being yet to his rechitza. So maybe now he's chayv and al tizadayim. So there are some persons who suggest that a kohen, since he's going to duchen, he's going to wash his whole hand by the duchening, he should wash his whole hand in the morning. Not to get involved in the Sabbath bracha later on, by duchening. So he takes out the word rive. Okay, so let's just take over here in the Sharat Zion. In Sukkot and Zion. What's it going back on? But nowadays, that when you're during the daytime, when you're davening the whole day, so even though it wasn't Shiv Shev for us, right? Even or Kineach, so you're allowed to wash his hands. Resolver, but the hot Yitzorich, the spell of Musa and Chomanili has daven for the Tfilas. Shem Shara Dabash Kadusha Kan Tfilas of Yutim Shano Armim, Shem Lavarach Hashem Yitzor Bavad. So you're washing your hands because there will be another tefillah coming up. But out the other things besides tefillah, the piyutim, that's like the same thing as the sheyatzar, which the Mishnah Berurah said before, that that's machlok is what to do. And the best aid is the bottom, you mechayev yourself. So a person goes to the bathroom the night before Shmon Esrei, or this will be the time he's going before Shmon Esrei, whatever the Shmon Esrei might be, Shachos, Musaf, whatever it is. So he can wash his hands, even though he wasn't, didn't make them dirty. The person goes to the bathroom. After he finishes Musaf, and there'll be piyutim for Musaf, there'll be a break, and then there'll be Mincha much later on. So you can't tell me that washing now is for Mincha. There's too many things happening to now Mincha, the chances are he'll use the bathroom again, etc. So what are you washing your hands for? Because you want to be able to say the tefillas of Musaf, the extra piyutim of Musaf, and Chazor Shashatz. That's really like a sheyatzar, that the best aid is to make yourself varei chayv. So this point that for tefillah you don't need to be, since we're in the shul the whole day, you always wash, really depends what you're referring to, what point of the day that you're talking about. That's number one. Then he says, "Zeldas Magenavam, Rabbi Chayim, I'm a Simon Tzavkov Zandalad, B'shari Shuv, B'mashayim B'das B'shava Koyin B'Ninze." He sends you back to Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He quotes from the Shava Koyin. That's Rafael Hamburger.
What's Rafael Ham?
The Shuvas B'shava Koyin. That was the name of his Shuvas. That he differentiates between Gedolah Mektana, going back for Gedolah Mekfor Ketana. So it seems like over here right now he seems to be sticking with, you know, not no such difference. Now then he says in Ches, which is that for tefillah alone you wash your hands, any tefillah, Yom Kippur we're machmer. After the das around the movie base here says mashal that shul tefillah b'vad gam ken yeshal little yadav. That a person could wash in Yom Kippur for tefillah. Become welcome the ma'isa hichra beis yosef. We probably as manenu shonu kol yom beisak nesses. They stay in shul straight the whole day. Yisrael b'shitus to b'shul shoyzik tome b'tefillah sepiyutim mereu mashamer yadav and tzarach litul mechadosh. So yeah, the case over here was a person coming to the next tefillah. So you know, they're davening straight. They daven shachris. They heard laning. They were chained to Musaf. All the chazar shots. And they're still davening. Oh, I have to wash my hands. Why? What were you doing here with the hands? Why were you saying the sanatoykev? What were you doing? I mean, you were saying tefillahs the whole time. You're saying viduim, whatever. You're saying something like that. So there's no reason to believe that you'd have to wash your hands. In lo yishas etzrochav. Ashitamayim in time. Okay. Fine.
Are you talking about since the last time he washed his hands before the Musaf?
Well, again, if he went straight from Shachris to Musaf, why should he wash his hands? That's his point.
Before Shachris, when he first got up in the morning? Or the last time?
Before Shachris. If he got up and went in the morning, washes for davening, and he hasn't went to the bathroom, there's no need to wash because it's a new tefillah. Because you've been careful with your hands the whole time. Dalit. Mishu istinis vein datum yeshevas olavat sheyikaneach ponov. Person who's an istinis. And partially he cannot function. He's so sensitive that he cannot function until he washes his face. So for him, the rechitza is not for the... The Machaber says it's not for tainug purposes; it's for refuah purposes, or equivalent of that. So what? Hagav v'nogu bazel ha'achmer. Our minhag is to be machmer, not like the Machaber. I feel the brachitza says naim shiksas refuah nogu la'achmer. Even washing your eyes, which for that it's somewhat like it strengthens the eyes, so it's more damage to the deep. Still, we're machmer. Well, you can't wash out your mouth. A person has dirt on his face, or he has that build up which gets in your eyes. You can wet your finger in water. So you wash up that spot. You wash up the dirt or the leaf loof on the eyes. You have to wash that spot and not the whole eye, not the whole body, the whole face. She says before, even washing the eyes with a little bit of refuah, mishum refuah, gemura mutalichet b'makom shein iser mishum refuah b'shabbos. Assuming there's no problem of refuah, well, they're actually inspired by simon shein chavches. So there's no issue of refuah, but there's a real refuah issue. So that's mutter. The government mishabav min aderech b'ragav kes. It's not any worse than the person who's traveling, whose feet need to be refreshed, and that's called refuah. So what, if there's a refuah issue on a wound or whatever it is, it has to be washed off. Obviously, you would wash it off. Eve, can't wash your mouth because we're afraid Shema Yivul Ksas, because maybe he'll swallow a little bit. He'll swallow a little down his throat. Okay. So, what are the scenarios where there's no problem of Charli on Shabbos? So the Sharatzin gives you a few examples. I just want to check a little time. Okay, I got two minutes. Shart Senior Gimel. So where is there no problem of refuah on Shabbos by washing the eyes? Hainu. Shenichel ha'ayin nimshach kevach al-guf. Person's kolik al-gufo is mutter, so that the eyes are so painful that the whole body feels weak. One example. And marbis ha'kanas aver, or there's a danger to that part of the body. Some call it a good. A person is just avshem b'sakan. A person, the whole body is weak. All those refuah are mutter without chilul Shabbos. Just refuah alone. If the person is a chel kol aguf, even though there's no sakana. So because that last is refuah shem b'malacha, k'li avosim shem chavchetz. Rata sochad atramino. The litzer I could have thought to say the mishum rechitzah yom kippurim. That some mitzad refuah it's mutter. We have a problem rechitzah. Kamashullah on the Shari, come on. So I would say, if you test, the refuah is mutter. If it's just that your eyes are bothering you, so that you have a refuah issue, right? So that you can't address more than the regular issue. Okay, let's hold it here.